Did you know your calendar age and your biological age can be totally different? Well, I didn't until I took the True Age test from True Diagnostic. And let me tell you, actually, the results shook me. Turns out my biological age was actually a few years older than I expected, and I thought I was crushing it, you guys. But my metabolic age told a different story. The test showed that my brain age is aging slower, yay, but my inflammation levels were not so great. So here's the deal. If your biological age is even 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk, like cancer and heart disease, can jump up by 50%. But 90% of that is lifestyle, which means you can actually change it. And True Diagnostic told me exactly how. I got personalized tips from scientists at Harvard, Yale, Duke, and I am now adjusting my sleep, nutrition, and stress habits. Real changes that I'm already making. And it was so easy. Just a finger prick at home and boom. Detailed report in 2 weeks. If you care about your health, go to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK for 20% off. That's True Diagnostic, T-R-U, no E, diagnostic.com. Use my code CLINK. Your future self will seriously thank you. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, listen, you are not alone. After I turned 40-something, let's not really name it, but my goodness, I started feeling different. I mean, my body started to change. My mood was something crazy. I just felt off. And if you are like me, most people just told me, oh, it's your age. Well, listen, I don't take that. I found something that actually works and I am bringing it to you. If you have not tried Hormone Harmony, it is time. It is amazing. I'm telling you, hands down, this stuff. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages. If you are struggling with life's disturbing symptoms such as PMS, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, I mean, hello, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, check mark here, occasional bloating and gas, and no desire to be in bed next to someone, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Well, yeah, that is where Hormone Harmony can help you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use my code CLINK at checkout, and that is happymammoth.com, and use the code CLINK for 15% off. I promise you, you will love it. Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's the Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome to a bonus episode.
Yay!
How is it going, Gretchy?
Oh, you know, it's going good. Just kicking ass this summer, taking care of business.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Got 3 play dates on the books next week.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. One of them's with me.
Oh yeah. I know. One of them was with you, actually. But it still counts, right?
Mm-hmm. So today our drink is brought to you by Taffers again. And it is the mojito. What do you think about it?
Delicious. It's not delicious. Too sweet.
It's not.
I hate it when it's too sweet.
I know. It's a little sweet, but it's made with monk fruit. So
it's real good.
Yeah, you're not getting the carbohydrates.
I know.
And the sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's very refreshing.
Pick it up at your Walmart.
Very good for
that's where I was.
Yeah.
So cheers to that.
Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
All right. Get that out of the way. Down our bellies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this week you did what?
Oh, well, I took a fun little field trip yesterday.
With your kids? Mm-hmm. To the zoo?
No, not the zoo.
Oh, where?
Well, remember that little ticket I got from Officer Douglas on the 73?
Yes, I do.
Well, I had to follow up with that and get my citation signed.
before I pay the fine by another police officer. So we went to the CHP station.
With all your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's go see Officer Douglas.
I might have milked the situation a little bit because I put on, you know, normally, and any parent that goes to my kid's school can attest to this, that I'm pretty much a disaster every morning. I mean, I really don't give an F. I am like that mom that wears like pajamas to drop off. I do not care.
Oh, yeah. You didn't remember when, when I was in preschool, one of the moms was like, you're always put together. And all the other moms are not. And it looks weird. And I'm like, I'm really not put together, but I do brush my hair.
Oh, I don't do that every day.
I'm not wearing my pajamas.
Okay.
So I guess that's put together.
Well, I've started buying like, you know, real comfortable pajamas that look like they could be like yoga pants.
What I'm wearing right now is my normal getup. I have Lululemon pants on, a t-shirt, and these real cute Nikes.
Oh, they are real cute. I commented on them right away when I walked in.
Vapor Max.
Okay. Well, anyways, what I'm trying to say is that the morning of the ticket, I was not.
You put yourself together?
Put together. Okay.
You weren't put together. You were.
I was not put together.
Oh, the morning of the ticket.
The morning of the ticket. So the morning I went to the CHP station, I wanted to look like real sweet mom of three, real put together, okay?
Got it.
That's a lot of work for me. Okay, so I go to the police station and it's like super easy. There's just one little clerk lady and one officer. Okay, I did not get this officer's name, but he's a good police officer as far as police go.
Okay.
Okay. Picture, for one, I think he looked like a cross between Mark Consuelos and Tom Cruise.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad he didn't pull you
over. Yeah, he could, if the police thing doesn't, you know, work out, I think he could get a job with like Thunder Down Under. Okay. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I've had some time to reflect on the situation regarding my ticket. So when he walked out to my car with me to check my license plates and everything, I needed to rehash the situation.
He's like, thanks, lady.
Yeah.
I don't really need to hear this.
I'm like, let me just tell you, I'm like, I really didn't receive the current registration. And, you know, when we went to the AAA to rectify the situation, they told me that this happens all the time. And he was like, oh, I'm real sorry about that. And at the time, Willow was like holding my whole body, you know, which I mean, that's pretty like actual typical of Willow you know, in a new situation.
Yeah.
But I was like, and the thing was, the officer was pretty rough with me and he really scared my kids. And I like pointed to her.
Like she doesn't like police officers anymore.
But I was like, and I want to show my kids that police officers are our friends. And mommy just made a mistake, and that doesn't mean I'm a bad guy now, but mommies and daddies make mistakes, and we, you know,
pay
get
the
a ticket and pay the fine, but, you know.
Yeah.
And so he gave the kids a real good talking to, and they really liked him and everything.
Oh, good. Well, you know who doesn't have to pay the fine, Gretchy?
You.
So after Gretchen tells me, I think you guys all heard on one of those podcasts when Gretchen got pulled over, she tells me I better put the license plates on.
You even betcha if they I did. Are.
And I did order the ones that, you know, I wanted to order the black ones, right? Mm-hmm. So I put the order in, but I still didn't put the white ones on. And guess who got pulled over?
You did.
I did. On the way to Havasu, on the 40. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just make a little note of that because later on in this episode, that 40 is going to come right back to you.
I-40 is sketchy.
Yeah, I know it is sketchy.
Okay.
So, but I got pulled over on the I-40 and the cop was real nice.
Of course he was.
And he was like, my husband kind of took over and was like, no, we're going to get these new license plates, da-da-da-da-da. But I didn't even have my driver's license because I lost it in Alaska. I didn't have my current registration. It was a disaster.
I'm dying.
And then he's like, okay, I'm just going to give you a warning. So then yesterday, I'm driving Caden to school
And guess who gets pulled over again?
Shut up.
I got pulled over again. And he's like, do you know why you're getting pulled over? Like, of course I do know why I'm getting pulled over, because I just got pulled over and the guy gave me a warning. And he's like, well, I'm going to give you another warning. It's like, thank you, Officer Cooley. You're real cool.
Oh, okay. My God. Oh, my God.
So I'm definitely putting the license plates on now.
Okay. Well, 100%. This just goes to show, okay, two things. First of all, I'm a real nice person because I told this officer, I said, okay, you know, the DMV, maybe not the most efficient office out there.
No.
Apparently happens all the time. I'm like, but what is my responsibility? I'm just saying, next time, if you happen to pull over a mom of three on her way to church camp that says maybe she didn't get the tags mailed, maybe you go ahead and believe her and just give her a warning.
That's nice of you, paying it forward.
I'm paying it forward.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. And I said, okay, so I just want to be real clear about what I'm supposed to do with this ticket now. And he's like, yeah, well, he's like, you know, I would, you know, like take a picture of it before you mail it off. Cause sometimes, you know, stuff gets lost. And I go, oh, imagine that. And then he started to give me that look, you know, that like you never want to see from a police officer or like a flight attendant. Like, I have power and I'm about to, you know,
show you
what I can do to you. And so I was like, oh, you know what? Thanks so much. I'm just going to be on my way. You've been a real good sport. Yes. And the second thing this proves, that I just really wanted to say what a good person I was for paying it forward, actually.
But are you one of those? Are you going to put that on Facebook?
No, I do not put it on Facebook. That you got out of this twice is that you are the model of the group and I am not, has been pointed out to me crystal clear recently. I was told crystal clear I'm not a model, which I was aware of. But thanks for letting me know.
But I am not a model either. Okay.
Okay.
I just put myself together in the morning. Maybe that's the difference.
That is. Yeah. I should start taking tips. But maybe. I put the license plates on, so I'm safe now.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. So this is a bonus episode, guys. And it's about a current situation going on. And the crazy thing about this situation is that it happened off of the I-40.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I've been hearing in the news, and I'm sure everybody's been hearing in the news, about Barbara Thomas. She's a 69-year-old woman that went missing. She is currently missing. She's from Bullhead City, Arizona.
Okay.
Now, Bullhead City, Arizona is very close to Havasu.
Okay.
All right. So it's north of Havasu, south of Laughlin. Tiny town.
Okay. Side note.
Yeah.
On your way to Laughlin. Well, a little out of the way of Laughlin, mm-hmm. There's some place called Oatman, Donkey Town, USA. I'm really good at side trips. I recommend.
Did you go there?
You know, I went to Donkey Town.
Donkey Town.
There's literally donkeys all over town. Just donkeys roaming the town.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's real weird, but all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So Barbara is 69 years old. She's from Bullhead City. Bullhead City also sits on the Colorado River. And you got to take the 40 from Los Angeles to get there. And I want to tell you, do you remember I posted on a story when I was driving there? I posted a picture of a video on the story and it said, and I wrote a question like, what's the first thought that you think of? Do you remember this?
Yes.
This very particular spot that I took that video is where this woman went missing. I'm not fucking kidding you.
Oh my God.
It's bananas. When I looked, I was like, oh, I'm just going to look because it's interesting to me because she's from Bullhead City and
it set off the 40. And I'm like, well, let me just like Google this, like where exactly she's missing. And what did the people say? What did they say? What was your first thought when you saw that video?
I knew you were going to Havasu.
Yes, but I said, what do you think of when you look at this picture of like nothing?
Nothing.
You think of where to hide a body. That's what you think of.
Yeah.
People wrote like serial killer, how many bodies are out there? Like this is what you think of.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also cannot in my right mind imagine going hiking. And I'm air quoting that because that's what her and her husband supposedly were doing.
Okay.
In July.
So hot.
It is so hot, you guys. It can be like 125 degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding you. When we go to Havasu, we are in the water the entire day.
Yeah, because you have to be.
You do not go hiking. I don't even care if you have like a 12 pack of water. Like you don't go hiking in July the middle of the fucking desert where there's nothing out there.
Oh no.
It's not happening. Okay. It's not happening.
Yeah.
All right. So the story is that the husband, Robert, and Barbara took their camper. And first of all, I was like, what does a camper mean? You know, because it could be like some rundown little motorhome. It could be like a camper that you have that's towed behind, but it's small.
That's what I would imagine it was.
But you wouldn't, let me ask you, would you go camp out in the middle of the desert?
My husband would like for us to. Yes, this is something that he brings up. But no way. I'm like a full hookup, clean bathrooms, like kind of camper.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not like your camper.
It's not?
No, it was a super legit luxury camper.
Oh my God, you're such a bitch. Okay. Just for that. First of all, I cannot wait until you actually go camping with me, which is going to have to happen at one of these days. And you know how we have to make this happen for little Miss Diva over here? Is I have to rent her like a cabin where I can park my camper because that's how it's going to work.
Glamping.
But, yes. We are the freaking rock stars of the campground. Anyone can attest this because our camper is the coolest. We built it ourselves.
No, I think your camper is great.
We're going to post a picture of it so y'all see how super cool my handmade camper is.
It is really cool. It is. I'm just saying hers was more expensive, okay? It's probably the cost of like her house. Probably cost the same as a camper.
Okay.
Okay. It's one of those ones though. It's not a motorhome. It actually attaches to their dually big truck.
Oh my God. And I just side note to this. Last time when we went out to dinner, your husband, I was talking to him about camping and he's like, what do you guys have? Like a Sprinter van? You know how much those Sprinter vans cost? Like 100
Like 100,000. I know.
Yeah. No, Sean, that's not what camping is.
Okay. Moving on. But they had this legit camper and supposedly they pulled off the 40 freeway, and I think you also remember about the flat tire incident.
Yes.
Where I said I was having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. That's where. Okay.
Okay.
So they pull off, and it's about 75 miles from Needles, and an hour and a half from Havasu, and about hour and 45 from their house. And I'm like, where are they going anyways? Like, what's their final destination that hasn't been told? Like, are they coming or going camping? You know, mm-hmm. like, what's their thing? And why they pull off and drive, like, 20 miles in? I don't know. All of it's just real red flag to me.
Okay.
And they decide to go hiking. And he says that they took a six-pack of beer, some water, and she's in her bikini.
At 69?
Yes, this is what he says. She's a 69-year-old woman, which she's tall and thin, but
only in her bikini and hiking boots. Who does that?
That does not sound good.
And
that doesn't sound right at all.
There's cactus out there. There are rattlesnakes.
Oh, no. And you're all like, sweaty, and you're like more sweaty when you don't have any. No, you're
wearing a bikini?
No. How are you going to sit down?
It's not happening. Okay. So that's what the guy says. And he says that basically they were walking back. She had a beer in her hand only. And he stopped to take a picture. And she kept walking.
Do you happen
walking.
To know what kind of beer they were drinking?
If I can only imagine, I think it's probably Pabst. But maybe
not
that's...
Not if they drive a nice camper.
Okay. Then it's like a...
But they're old.
Budweiser.
You think it's Budweiser maybe. Okay.
Or Coors straight up, not Coors Light.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. None of those fancy microbreweries.
I don't think so because they're from Bullhead
maybe
City.
Maybe Heineken.
No.
Maybe.
Mm-mm.
No. Nothing imported? No. Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to say Budweiser.
Okay. Okay.
The king of brews.
Okay.
And he says she turned a corner and couldn't find her any longer. Okay, I'm going to tell you a side note story real quick.
Okay.
One time, we were in Havasu with a friend, and this is before we had children. Mm-hmm. And my friend brings her little dog on the boat. And I mean, it's a micro dog.
Okay.
All right. It's real hot. We're coming in and the dog is nowhere to be found on the boat. And so she and her boyfriend at the time decide they're going to walk up and down the, we were actually on the river. So we were actually closer to Bullhead City. They're going to walk up and down the river line looking for their dog that they think jumped out of the boat and somehow maybe made its way to the shoreline, which would not ever happen. But we were like, you're going to freaking die out there. You can't like be hiking around for more than an hour, you know? Like, it's
yeah.
Just, yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Like, it's just not a realistic thing to do. Now, I also want to tell you.
Wait, did they find the dog?
Oh my God. Let me tell you. Yes, they found the dog. Okay. The dog actually crawled up inside the steering cabinet of the boat.
Okay.
And after hours of looking for this dog, we were like, we can't, it's gone.
Because I was real worried there for a second. Because you remember, I caught up with you guys in Havasu and I had Lucy with me, my dearly departed Basset Hound. And I had to carry her because the ground was so hot.
Yes.
That it would like burn her feet.
Yeah.
I had to like carry her around.
Yeah. So, well, okay. So we were like, dude, the dog is gone. Like we can't like, we have to leave. It's been hours that we're up and down the like searching for the dog. And so we're cleaning the boat and Sean's cleaning the boat. I'm with the people bringing them water because I'm like, you're going to die out here.
Yeah.
And Sean hears like a little, he's like, oh my God, the dog is stuck inside the boat. I mean, we almost just put that boat away and that dog would have been.
Oh my God.
A carcass.
Oh God.
So yeah, he got a pepperoni and
got the dog.
Snatched
out.
The dog. Oh, yeah. Crazy, okay. Right? Okay. So Robert also is now convinced that the camper was parked across the street. And so she must have been abducted walking across the street to the camper. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the street. The street that their camper was on probably can go weeks without a car driving on it. Okay?
Okay.
You like take this desolate, you know, street like off ramp that when you see anybody getting off that off ramp, you're like, what are you doing there? Like, do you have a body in your trunk?
Yeah.
And then you drive even further into like desolation and then like,
yeah, that's weird. Why would you do that? There's plenty of places to go.
So the police have said, they're like, we do not think in a million years that she got abducted because this is such a remote location.
Yeah.
And if anything,
She was abducted by aliens. Okay.
Because that's alien territory. Yeah. Yes, for sure. I've stopped at all those places. You know, I'm real good at the side trips.
Okay. So we also did stop one time. We did pull off the road because there's like volcanic rock formations there. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of cool to see. And there is an actual hiking trail that you could do probably in the winter because these rock formations are real awesome. But hell no. Is anybody doing that in the summer?
Yeah.
They're not doing it. Okay. So, of course, Robert is the only person to see her. And they start questioning him. And he's the prime suspect. Well, you betcha bottom dollar he is.
You betcha. Yeah.
And they said, hey, take a polygraph test. Guess what he did?
Did he do it?
He did take it.
Okay.
And he has admittedly failed it.
He failed.
He says that they saw deception, and he's like outwardly saying that. Like he's coming forward. He's like on Inside Edition, and he's like, yeah, I failed the polygraph test. I don't know what – he's like, I didn't do it. I don't know where she is, but I failed the polygraph test. Now, I know they say never to take a polygraph test, but Scott Peterson did not take a polygraph test, and that really went pretty south for him.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think Scott Peterson did it.
Well, I know. So I have been really looking into it because I followed that case when that was going on. Mm-hmm. And then I read Lacey's mom's book mm-hmm. like right shortly after.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. And then I've listened to some podcasts on it. And now there's these shows. And it is real interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's real interesting. So yeah. I kind of think that even though it's such a publicized case, it might be fun to do an episode. I think I'll do an episode because yeah, I've been like real into it. I'm still into it. So, and after all these years, and he went to Cal Poly.
You know who would be like our dream guest if we did that?
Who?
Mark Garagos.
Oh, I know. Maybe I could get in touch with him.
Yeah, he's a real cool guy. I listen to him. He has a podcast with Adam Carolla.
With Adam Carolla. You know mm-hmm. what? I think I might be able to get to do that.
At least maybe he could like send us an email.
Well, I mean a call in or something. I'm gonna work on that because okay. that he did not
I like him a lot.
He did not talk though on any of the specials that I've watched so far. And I don't know if it's because they're gonna say that because he has an appeal out and I think they're gonna say that he didn't do like a good lawyering.
No, I watched a special. He spoke on it.
Oh, one of them then. He did. Mm-hmm. One of
He'll
them
talk.
Didn't. He'll talk?
I think so.
Okay. So now we're just kind of at this waiting point. The police have called off their search for her. And I'm going to tell you something else. If she did get lost by any stretch of the imagination that she really did go hiking in her bikini and she got lost, she's not alive. And I will tell you, I know that for a fact because my husband's uncle was driving on a road to Palm Springs that is similar to that one. Mm-hmm. And he pulled off on one of those streets. I don't know why. Like, I don't know if he made a wrong turn or he decided he was going to turn around, but he pulled off and then he got in like the dirt part of it. And his car got stuck. And he forgot his cell phone at home. He got out of the car and started walking. And he got confused because when it gets that hot and your body starts overheating, you kind of forget which direction you're going. Mm-hmm. And anyways, he unfortunately passed away in the like middle of the desert.
Oh.
Yeah. They found him. So he was missing. He was a missing person. Everybody was like, well, I don't know, like. He was a gambler, so we thought maybe somebody like offed him, you know, on Pechanga. I think he was actually going to a casino. So we had all these theories going on, like what happened to him. But no, somebody, I think months later, came across a skeleton.
So she's
She's still missing?
She's still missing. So the question is, did he really go out there with her? Was she even in the camper? Were they really going camping? What happened? Where was she left? Where did somebody else see her last besides him?
Yeah.
Who did she last talk to? Where was her cell phone? What were her? I mean, these are all the things I'm sure the investigation is looking
for. Because, I mean, you know, clearly he killed her, right?
Well,
I mean, not crystal clear, but like, okay, probably. And that makes me so sad because it seems like what she's like, they're like almost in their 70s. Like, am I going to stop irritating my husband by the time I'm 69 where he doesn't want to just like off me?
I don't know.
I hope.
Unless she really did get lost and they made a really poor decision to go on
in
some
her bikini?
Crazy hike. Okay. So here's another theory. They could have been like, oh my God, remember when we were in our 20s and we pulled off the highway and we went and like had sex in the wilderness? And then he's like, oh yeah, baby, let's go do that again. And then they had some like romper in their bikini.
Well, why didn't he just tell police that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's embarrassed. I don't know. I'm like making shit up.
Yeah. Now's not the time to be embarrassed. You should be real proud that you're still having sex at 70, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's wearing a bikini. There is a picture of her in the red hat that he says she's in and her bikini top.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the last picture he took of her. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did she wash his sunglasses?
You know,
I mean, well, just saying, if they're searching for motivation,
she probably actually, knowing that truck that he drives, I saw it's real nice. She probably scratched the rims.
Oh,
yep.
Then she kind of had it coming.
Yeah.
Right. We can all agree.
Woo. You know?
Yeah.
Or she backed that trailer up and, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst? I mean, it is like, listen. There is nothing that has ever, we've been through some life, but there is nothing that has been more stressful on my marriage than backing up the friggin' trailer. I mean, that is the absolute worst.
Oh, I know, because I back the boat and the trailer up. That's my job. And then we try to put the boat into storage, and the storage unit literally has a foot on each side.
Oh, yeah.
It's in 120 degrees, tell you, the biggest fights have come from that. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Now we actually found some guy in Havasu that pulls it down and puts it in the water for us.
Yeah.
Pay him a little bit of money.
Money well spent.
Oh, 150,000%.
That's one of those things. Yeah.
So Barbara is still missing. We are really rooting for her survival, but I think we're going to have a pretty sad ending, unfortunately. Yeah. And
might take a while. Like that McStay family that went missing out in the desert took like a long time to find them.
Listen, they're not finding her. If he got rid of her out in the desert somewhere, it wasn't where he said he was, right? And I'm telling you, I'm going to post those pictures that I took earlier this summer. And it's not possible. You can't find somebody
there. Weird. Well, they'll dig up information on him. What is going to end up coming out is like his motivation.
Yeah, but with no body, it's real hard.
Yeah, but they can still, like, go through his finances. They can still, you know, leak stuff to the press, you know.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I think we'll get more information for sure.
Yeah.
But right now, we don't have too much. But I thought it was so interesting because I've talked about that area being so sketch.
Yeah, totally.
And I almost got a flat tire there. And, I mean, it's just so weird. I was like, holy cow, I got to talk about this. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarro.
Yeah. So hopefully they find her.
Yeah.
Dead or alive.
All right. Well, that was a fun little bonus.
Yeah. Oh, and I just wanted to update you guys on Mackenzie Lueck.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple updates.
Yeah. So she has been found and she was burned. Really sad. I mean, scalped, burned. This guy's a true fucking monster.
Yeah, he really is.
And they found her from his GPS on his phone. So they did not make any kind of, well, from what I know right now, they did not make any kind of plea deal yet.
Crazy.
Yeah. So we're still waiting to hear what's going to go on with that creepo.
Creepo.
Yeah.
At least it gives her family some resolution, though, that they have the whole body.
I know, but so sad.
Okay, and so Brittany Zamora, she got sentenced to 20 years.
Yes, Brittany Zamora, the teacher.
Hot for teacher.
The hot for teacher. Oh my gosh, which is so funny because Joe was talking about that. Actually, he had like a comedy. I don't know if it was Joe or somebody else before him because I kind of fell asleep in that one.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how it's like, I mean, people feel like it's better if you're a girl having sex.
I told you that's what they think.
I know they think that. But you know what? I'm sorry. A 13-year-old boy is a no. Gross.
No.
So the fact that she got 20 years, I mean, that's a lot of years.
Dude, that's a lot of years. Okay. And so let's compare that with Michelle Carter. So I've since watched the HBO documentary since we unleashed that episode. And have seen now both sides of the fence. Listen, I stand by that episode. I think that, yeah, she didn't kill him, but people, she's culpable. She only got 18 months.
Yeah, come on.
Not 18 months. She got 15 months in a super luxury, the like spa of prison facilities. She told him to get back in the car. That is reckless. That deserves punishment.
But the other side of that is she just saying that she said that to get, you know, like they're like, oh, maybe she lied about that. You know, maybe she didn't really do that.
Yeah, but maybe she didn't. But the fact is that the judge believed that she did. And he made his decision based on that.
Yeah. Listen.
Not that he wasn't. He was certainly a very sick individual and, you know, was certainly suicidal. And she was certainly very sick, too. And I hope that she gets better. But that being said, maybe he wouldn't have gotten back in that car.
Yeah. No, he probably wouldn't have. If she was like, you know what, this is a bad idea. Get out of the car. Call for help. I think it was her fault. I mean, not her fault, but 15 months, come on.
But she, I think that we did need to make an example of it.
100%.
That we do need to show our teenagers that when someone is crying out for help, they're putting themselves in a dangerous situation. You are culpable if you don't do what you can do to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, yeah, I don't sympathize with her. I do think she needs some mental help.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hope she lives with that, like, burden on her.
Yeah, well, she's gonna.
Okay. So those are our updates, and we'll update you more if we find Barbara. And rate us a 5-star if you would. We love you to do that. And if you want to write us a little comment, we love reading them. They were really fun.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
So good.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to 200 ratings. That's not that many, guys. So from, like, everybody that listens to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 200 is, like, a micro portion of you. It's real easy. Just go to your shows. If you listen on Apple, scroll all the way down. Like, go to our show and then scroll all the way down. And you'll see it has, like, a little 5-star right there. Just push the 5-star. Sends it right through. It's real easy. You don't have to go anywhere else. It's still on your Apple Podcast. So you don't have to do anything real major. And that's about it. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff.
Hey.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.